08, Belaterra LLC.
Thank you. This is a conditional use, is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a landscape business with outdoor storage and a retail garden center to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 39.004 acres, more or less. The property is located on the west side of Spicer Road, approximately 370 feet south of Milton Ellendale Highway. The 911 address is 13482 Spicer Road, Ellendale. The tax map is District 230, Map 27, Parcel 70. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and a survey, and a conceptual site plan. Thank you.
Is there anyone here representing this application? Do you want to state your name and address for the record?
Michael Schimmel. My address is 21429 Belaterra Drive, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to the record?
Yes, we have grown our company exponentially over the last 15 years, and we were operating out of Belaterra Drive, which was approximately 7 acres. That was at one point in time approved by the commission for a conditional use zoning on that. I have since purchased the farm and wanted to go ahead and get that zoned conditional use to operate the landscaping business and to begin the process of growing plant shrubs, trees, etc., in order to open a retail garden center as well as consume it for our landscape company.
Okay. We'll see if anyone here has any questions for you. We'll start with Mrs. Hoey Stevenson.
Okay, so this was a farm that was in existence, because I went by there and saw greenhouses and okay.
Yes.
And you've not had retail before.
No.
So that will be added. That'll
yes.
be new here. How many employees? I know it says in your thing. So
right now
on
we have existing. We have between 45 and 50, depending on the season. And when the time comes to open up a retail center, we would expect probably about another 20 or so, depending on the season and, of course, the amount of retail we expect.
Are you going to be growing everything yourself? Is it going to be all your plants that you're selling and all of your own?
That is the plan. We will probably bring in some wholesale where it will be a re-wholesale or re-retail operation as well.
Okay. That's my question. But if it's... So if he's growing it all himself, though, he's good to go, right? Or because then wouldn't it fall under AR anyway?
It would. So the farming, the growing, and the greenhouses—he's primarily here for the landscaping,
retail.
And then some of the other retail that he was looking to do was not just the items that he was growing
okay.
on site.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Well, we might as well go through the whole list. Hours of operation, and so get it all on the record.
We are 7 a.m. To 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Days
and
of the week?
Yeah. Days of the week are Monday through Saturday. We're closed on Sundays. If we are granted the conditional use for the retail operation, we will most likely be open on Sundays as well, just because that's when the average person is out buying. During snow removal season, we would obviously have some crews come in, pick up snow trucks, plow trucks, and then head out, and that can happen at any hour of the evening. So we do have a snow removal operation as well.
Okay. Would you need the entire site for the operation, the conditional use for the whole thing?
The back section is wooded, heavily wooded, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 20 acres cleared and 20 acres, 19.63 acres wooded. So we have no intention of clearing the woods. They were harvested prior to us purchasing the property, which is why it looks as though it's been somewhat clear cut. But we've already talked to Sussex County Conservation, and they said basically just let it grow back and... we have no real intentions of doing anything else with that. So it's about 19 to 20 acres that we will be consuming of it.
Okay. Do you want a sign?
Yes.
32 square foot.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what you're allowed. How many parking spaces would you need?
So for the retail center, I believe we were looking for about 50 with the potential of expansion, but I think initially we would probably start off with about 20.
Okay. And for your trucks?
For my trucks, right now, we would probably be in the yard probably around 30.
Okay. And do you do any, would you plan to do any chipping or mulching or any other things that make incredible lots of dust and noise?
No.
Okay. All right. Those are my questions.
Okay. Mr. Wheatley?
I have no questions.
Mr. Hudson?
I think she about covered.
Mr. Hopkins?
Just a couple. Did you say the hours of operation on the retail would be 7 to 7?
7 to 7 on retail, yes.
So then, and your guys coming in to get their lawnmowers and start them up and everything, are they going to need to come in before 7? Because we've been through this a few times, and If they're going to need to come through the gate at 7:15 or 6:15 or whatever, even though they're not rolling out, or if a mechanic's got to come in at 6:15 to fix a wire on something, we just need to make sure we know what you're asking for.
Then I would say 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
And if the store is going to work till 7, mm-hmm. are the people going to need to, like, lock the doors and turn the lights out?
Most likely. So it would probably give them a buffer, maybe an hour worth of buffer. So,
so really
6 to 8.
8.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you say 30 trucks, and then trailers and employee cars, vehicles,
yes.
you know, when they come in and park, so could that – how many like trailer type items
trailers,
are there?
Trailers,
is that part of the 30?
Half of that in trailers.
Oh, half of the 30 would be vehicles and the other half's trailers?
No. It would
30
so
vehicles.
If you had 30 vehicles, you would have 15 trailers.
15 trailers.
Yeah.
And and how many employee parking?
Employee parking, I would probably say if you have 50 employees, you could potentially have 50 cars.
50.
But a lot of those employees also have company vehicles, so they're not bringing their personal car and a company vehicle, so it's kind of a mix.
That's all the questions I have.
Okay. And did I miss it? Are you going to store any mulch or anything like that on site?
We will have mulch storage for our own consumption, uh-huh. but also for retail sale as well. So as far as mulch bins, yes.
So you'll want to note that on the condition. Okay.
I have one more question. Since,
go ahead.
And then it just went on. Apparently, I'm ADD today.
It's Christmas time. You're loud.
I tell you, it's almost my birthday. So.
Oh, yeah.
Repairs on your equipment. Would you be doing that on site?
We have an in-house mechanic.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
And do you do that under roof, or would
yes.
you be doing that? Okay.
Yes, that would be under roof.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was my last question. Okay.
Okay. We'll see if anyone else. Mrs. Walls, do you have any questions?
Just to clarify the hours of operation. So your greenhouse or your landscaping business is Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Your retail would be Monday through Sunday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse.
None, thank you.
Ms. Corwell.
None, thank you.
Ms. Sharp. If you want to take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone in the public has any interest
yes.
in your application.
Thank
okay.
you.
Does anyone here like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2108, Bella Terra LLC, in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition to conditional use 2108, Bella Terra LLC? Seeing no one rise, any other questions by the commission or staff? We're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision or call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2109, Quakertown Wellness Center.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the AR1 Agricultural Residential District for a holistic treatment center, including massage, acupuncture, and chiropractor, to be located in a certain parcel of land being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, containing 0.55 acres more or less. The property is located on the southeast side of Savannah Road, approximately 0.85 miles east of Westcote Road. The 911 address 1204 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax map are district 335 map 8.14 parcel 49 and 335 map 8 parcel 35. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, and we do have a number of letters in support of the application. I would say probably a good half inch. We also have the results from the DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasant relief. People in support of an application. Amazing. Anyone here representing this application? Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Doing well. Just give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Kim Furtado, and my address is 32248 Sandpiper Drive in Millsboro, Delaware.
Is there anything you'd like to add to the record other than what Ms. Cornwell read in?
Sure. So I could introduce myself. I've been in practice since 2001 in this area, and we were operating our center just about five doors down the street. We were tenants of Linda and Kirk Beebe for about 10 years. So we have an established center that provides wellness services. I'm a naturopathic physician. We were asked to leave the place, and we found a house down the street, and it's been a journey to do this. So we're working on trying to have this up and ready for business. So we have practitioners ranging from massage therapy and acupuncture and naturopathic medicine and different healing modalities. We have set up the conditions for use. Should I read those out?
If you'd like to, you can.
So the applicant states the hours of operation shall be between 7 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday. I could clarify that all of our work is by private appointment. So the clinicians will schedule patients. It's usually between 9 and 5. But we do sometimes offer classes or meditation classes in the evening. Sometimes we do workshops, like all-day workshop on a Saturday, or some of the massage therapists do come in on Saturdays, but most of our practitioners work Monday through Friday. I said that Sundays have no regular scheduled office hours, but may be used upon occasion for, say, a class or someone comes in for a treatment session. There'll be one sign. We can put some light that is not, it's not like a jazzy lighted sign, but a sign with some light shining onto it. Not to exceed the 32 square foot per side, I believe. We have arranged for trash in residential size bins. It'll just be normal pickup. There won't be any kind of big things. We do need a little buffer along the southwestern boundary of the property. That's an older picture. If we're looking aerial and we see the 49, if you look to the left, there's an empty lot, 35. Those trees are no longer there. That is paved with a paved driveway, and there's also a gravel area there. And so in the site plan, you'll see the parking is all clarified in that space. As well, that buffer would be between the house that has the number 12 over top of it. I actually do have communication with that neighbor, trying to make every impact as tolerable as possible. We are kind of quiet coming in and out, but we do have some cars there because of our clinicians' cars as well as our patients. And so I offered a living hedge where we would plant more, but the owner of the house would prefer a fence. So I do have a statement from him that kind of says that that's what he'd like, and we're comfortable with that. I would have to deal with that after I purchased the property. I guess I could take a step back that this, should I explain that process?
You go ahead.
So I don't own this property. I am under contract to buy this, but my financing is contingent upon it being approved for use as business. And so any amendments I need to make would have to occur after closing, including, say, a fence installation. Sure. Obviously, I'm not going to install the fence if I
very
don't
very normal,
own
no problem.
That. Okay, so I have that. We will comply with all DLDOT recommendations, including entrance, and there has been a letter of no objection that's been submitted. Of course, we'll do a final site plan. I think that's everything. Of course, we're familiar with the area, the road of Lewis, Savannah Road, like I mentioned. We've been there for 10 years with really good results, and we are surrounded by medical offices and healthcare. So it's in character with the neighborhood. And this repeats the parking. By code, we're required to provide 12 parking spaces, including 9 spaces plus 1 ADA parking is required for the current building size. And then I do have a plan to expand slightly because we have to put in an ADA compliant bathroom into the facility. And so there will be there'll be 3 clinical rooms that we'll be adding. And that we are still within the required 12 parking spaces. We're actually applying for 18 is on the site plan, but there is actually more room for more parking if we arranged it. I think that's everything. Oh, and actually, so you can see, we did submit about 65 letters of support, and I have another 20 that I can give to you guys. I think that's everything. Are there any questions?
Yeah, we'll see if there are any questions, but I want to tell you, I'm very impressed.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, you've done a wonderful job. You've done better than some of the professionals that come in front of us.
Thank you.
Mrs. Hoey Stevenson, do you have any questions?
No, she blew them all out of the water.
Yeah, she did very well.
I'm very motivated to have this be approved.
Well, you've done wonderful. Mr. Wheatley, any questions?
I have no questions. It's certainly consistent with the with everything else that's on Savannah Road. And I too, want to compliment you on the way you gathered your letters of support by having and asking for folks to write an individual comment. Mm-hmm. And I believe it is 65 individual comments. I didn't see any duplicates or any Me Toos or anything. So mm-hmm. These folks are certainly motivated.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed as well.
Mr. Hudson.
I have no questions, and I think you're much needed and wanted.
Thank you.
Mr. Hopkins?
We feel
no
very,
questions.
Very
I have no questions. Ms. Walls?
None for me,
Mr.
thank
Whitehouse.
You.
None, thank you.
Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Minister Sharp?
No questions, thank
if you.
You
take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in the application.
Yeah.
Yes, if you don't mind giving that to Ms. Cornwell.
Yep.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 2109 Quakertown Wellness Center? Anyone in favor?
I like the way it was done. That's cool.
Yes, come on up. Are you the only two that didn't sign letters? Uh-huh, I got it. Please state your names and addresses for the record.
I'm Reverend Sue Greer.
I'm Athena Allred. I'm an energy practitioner with Quakertown Wellness.
And I've been working with Quakertown for about 7 or 8 years now. And since we moved down the street, it's been a lot of wonderful changes. And we're looking forward to the improvements that are coming our way. So.
Yeah, and a lot of new jobs will be created as well. So we've got community support, people coming to us for healing, but also a lot of healers who are hoping to find their home as a healer. So it's working both ends.
Very good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else like to speak in favor? Anyone like to speak in opposition to the conditional use 2109? Seeing no one rise, anyone else on the commission or staff have any questions? We're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to stay with us this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing.